We've been talking, it's been our top story all morning long. The commander of U.S. and NATO forces in Afghanistan, General Stanley A. McChrystal, has warned in a confidential report to Defense Secretary Robert M. Gates that he needs additional troops in Afghanistan by next year, or the conflict would, quote, according to the Post, likely result in failure. The report was sent to Gates on August 30th. It was released last night, apparently, to the Washington Post, which reports on it this morning. We've already had discussions about Obama's alleged strategy in Afghanistan, him wanting to focus the Afghanistan military conflict more on the question of al-Qaeda. And Marcus Mabry of The New York Times said this morning that that was a way of paving the way for asking more troops. Although it's unclear whether more troops will actually go.
And what the public response will be to that, there seems to be eroding support for any troops in there, let alone more.
Well, certainly mulling all the details of the Washington Post story are reporters and everyone else in Washington. Eric Schmidt joins us, terrorism correspondent for our partner, The New York Times. Good morning, Eric. And what are people saying about the McChrystal report details? They're not a surprise. It's expected that he would call for troops. But at some point, the Obama administration is going to have to make a decision here, right?
Yes. I mean, the broad outlines of what General McChrystal said in his report have been widely known. He's been very concerned about refocusing the counterinsurgency effort to protect the populations. He's trying to revamp NATO and the forces on the ground in a more effective counterinsurgency force. He's warned of the growing effectiveness of the Taliban. But what this report does in very stark language is lays out some of the problems. And as you said, basically gives his prescription that he needs more forces. He doesn't say how much. That'll come in a separate document. And he needs them soon, or else the mission in Afghanistan, the eight-year mission there, will likely fail.
Obama spoke over the weekend about focusing the effort in Afghanistan on reducing al-Qaeda's effectiveness. But as we know, there's an extraordinary nation-building program going on in Afghanistan. Is the al-Qaeda argument an argument for more troops, or is it an argument for staying the course and not bringing more troops in?
No, the president has not yet, you know, cited one way or another whether he'll support more troops. But clearly, General McChrystal, as well as other senior commanders, Admiral Mike Mullen, the chairman of the Joint Chiefs, has also sided with him. It basically said to have an effective counterinsurgent strategy on the ground, you're going to need more forces to protect that area and prevent Afghanistan from reverting to a safe haven as it was prior to 9/11 for al-Qaeda. It's a nuanced argument that the president, frankly, hasn't made as clearly as he possibly could have and will have to be doing more so in coming days for people to make the linkage between why it is that the U.S. needs to be on the ground in large numbers when al-Qaeda, that is, Osama bin Laden, is in Pakistan next door.
And we haven't had an attack in 8 years. Finally, Eric Schmidt, is there any consensus within the foreign policy community about more troops? It appears the Pentagon is of one mind here.
No, right now you're seeing divisions, I think, within the foreign policy community at large. I think most counterinsurgency specialists, however, would side with General McChrystal. However, there are those that are arguing that the more troops you put in, the more you could possibly alienate the Afghan people and lead to greater problems.
Well, Eric Schmidt, terrorism correspondent for our partner, The New York Times, thanks so much for joining us. Coming up, is Afghanistan President Obama's Vietnam?
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.